God's covenant with Noah. The ark bobbed on the water for a long, long time, 150 days. Finally, it bumped something, a high mountain in the Ararat range. Slowly, it settled on the mountain, but it did not tip over. God saw to that. From the window of the ark, Noah could watch the movement of the water. Slowly, the water level went down. Some of the water was absorbed into the earth, but much of it evaporated. Noah was eager to live on the earth again. Every day he stood at the window to see what the earth looked like. In time, he saw dark islands protruding above the waves. Every day they got a little bigger, and every day there were more of them. Those islands were the tops of other mountains. Noah was delighted to see them. About 40 days later, he fetched a raven from the room where the birds were kept and threw it out the window. The bird flapped its large black wings and croaked joyfully as it soared above the bleak world. It flew back and forth, finally disappearing on the horizon, never to return. As a bird of prey, the raven could live off the dead bodies floating on the water and scattered on the land. Noah also released a dove. As a bird that eats seeds, the dove would have to seek food on the ground. It could only eat if plant life was reviving. The dove circled around the ark and flew far away. But that evening it returned to the window of the ark, worn out and dispirited. The dove had not been able to find a place to live. Noah brought it back to its safe place in the ark with the other birds. A week later, Noah sent out the dove again. It returned the same evening with a fresh olive leaf in its beak. Noah was delighted to see it, for the olive leaf was a message from God. Take courage. Some of the trees are already above water and have leaves again. Noah's heart was beating fast in hope and anticipation. He waited another 7 days. For the third time, he let the dove go. But this time, it did not come back. This meant that the earth was dry. Noah then opened the door of the ark and waited for God to speak. A month passed. Finally, after the 8 people had spent more than a year inside the ark, God gave Noah the command he had been waiting for. Leave the ark, you and your family and all the animals. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The people and animals all went outside. The birds flew away. The people and animals went down the mountain in search of food, for the grass below was green and the flowers were beginning to bloom. A new earth lay ready to receive them. The animals spread out in the bushes and fields. The birds had already found places to build their nests. Noah built an altar and offered the Lord a great sacrifice. He had taken extra clean animals and birds with him into the ark to use in a sacrifice. The 8 survivors of the flood kneeled down before God and thanked him for their miraculous deliverance. The Lord saw their sacrifice and knew that their hearts were filled with gratitude. God made a covenant with Noah. He said, I will never again flood the entire earth and destroy all that lives as I did this time. As long as the earth exists, I will see to it that sowing and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, night and day follow each other in regular succession. As a sign of the covenant, God put a rainbow in the sky. He said, I have established the rainbow in the heavens as a sign of the covenant between you and me. Whenever I send clouds over the earth and you see the rainbow in the sky, I will remember my covenant with you and with all living creatures. The waters will never again become a flood that destroys all living things. Noah and his sons built houses and tilled the soil as they had done before. When bad weather struck and it rained for a long time, Noah and his family were not afraid, for they would see the rainbow shining above the earth when the sun broke through the clouds. They recognized that rainbow as a colorful sign of God's covenant. It reminded them of his promise that there would never be another flood to cover the earth. The ark remained where it was high in the mountains. From time to time, people came upon it. Although it could not speak, it had a message for them. Do you remember what happened long ago when you were saved from the floodwaters? Do you remember how God took care of you? Do you still think about God? And do you live close to Him?
The Story Bible for Older Children, authored by Anne DeVries and published and produced in this digital format by Paideia Press, is brought to you by the Cantaro Institute. All rights reserved.